guys, welcome to another day with Jesus. The Word of God is like a fresh spring that can direct your day and your life. Each day comes with new mercies and a new word. So here's a new word for you today.
God has given us a fresh start, a beautiful new beginning to this week. And I'd like to begin this week by telling you that this is a new season that God has filled you with, that God has given you and your family and your church and your ministry. Make the best use of this new season that God is leading us into. I know that this is 2 months late into the year, but let me inform you that something has shifted from the month of March. It's a new season. It's a new beginning in your life. And I would like for you to begin your new week and your new season at a tone of praise. What is praise basically? Praise is when you talk good about somebody. And who is the one who is always and always worthy of our praises? It is God. It is Jesus. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And this morning, what we're going to do is we are going to dive into the scriptures, and we're going to read through a few scriptures over the course of this next 5 days from the book of Ephesians. Let me read the first one from Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. This is what the Bible says. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Apostle Paul, he begins the letter of Ephesians by saying, I want to praise God the Father. I want to praise the Father. Why? Because he has done something. He is always doing something for us. He's always in the process of making things happen for us. And what is it that Apostle Paul is praising God for? It says, this is why I want to praise my Father in heaven. It's because he has blessed us. Come on, church, if you are sure that God has blessed you this morning, if you are sure that you have any type of blessing from God, then you have a reason to be thankful. You have a reason to begin to praise Him. Praising Him is talking about Him to yourself, talking about Him to the people around you, talking about Him into the atmosphere. Let the demons and all the angels that are surrounding you, let them hear how you are talking about the Father's love for you. You know, He has blessed us. Come on. The very fact that you are listening to me this morning, when there are hundreds of people, thousands of people, in fact, who can't even hear, who don't even have access to technology so that they can receive a word from the Lord this morning. The very fact that you are listening to me this morning proves that I'm speaking to a group of people who are blessed in that way, who are blessed in that manner. If you are blessed in this way, do not neglect your blessing. Do not ignore your blessing. The Bible says, the reason I want to praise God is because He has blessed us. The Father, He has blessed us with, and it goes on to say that He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Wow, this is amazing. It doesn't say that He has given us a few things that we need. He has just given us just in proportion to our expectation and our need. Now, God does bless us in proportion to our expectation and our need, definitely. No denying that. However, in this verse it says, He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. What are those spiritual blessings that are probably mentioned in all of the New Testament, all of the Old Testament? What are those blessings, especially those spiritual blessings? What are those blessings? It says that He has already given us every one of them. Wow. That means that I may or may not experience it, I may or may not see it, but the truth of the matter is that I have everything that the Bible says is available for me. There is no need for me to sit and beg God for new blessings. In other words, let's say that I need love in my heart. Okay, is love a spiritual blessing? Absolutely. Love is not an emotion. Love is not a feeling alone. Love is a spiritual commodity. Because the Bible says God is love, right? It's not something that you just receive in your emotional realm alone. It is a spiritual blessing, right? And if I need love, I don't have to sit and ask God, saying, God, I don't have any love. Can you please give me some more love? Can you please do something to send somebody to love me? No, I just say, Lord, I'm going to praise you because you filled me with love this morning. I want to praise you because you filled me with unconditional love. I want to praise you because you've given me a new perspective about love. I want to praise you because every capacity to love, every perspective, every understanding about love is already on the inside of me. And this is what the Bible says. He has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, which means everything that is in heaven is inside of me right now. Is there anything that you will experience in heaven? What are the things that you would experience in heaven when you get there? Ultimately, let's say that you will experience joy, unending joy, great supernatural peace and great strength. Everything that you can dream of that will be yours when you get to heaven, you already have access to it right now here on this earth. How do you access it? By just beginning to praise God for it. And this is what the Bible says. This is why we have access to all of that. It's because we are united with Christ Jesus. This morning, if you and I have a relationship with Jesus Christ, we are legally allowed to experience every one of those spiritual blessings that is given, that is available in the heavenly realms. We have access to it. Let me read the verse once again before we conclude. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we are united with Christ. Abba Father, help us this morning. Fill our hearts with new words, new inspirations of praise, so that our hearts will be fixed on thanking you, on loving you, on praising you all throughout the day ahead. We give you all praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We hope you were blessed by the word this morning. If you have a prayer request or need counsel, please contact us at pastorpriji.com.